When you're going to, when you take a load of cake out, if you're going to feed your calves, what do you do to get them to come? Just blow the horn?
Yeah, or holler.
What do you holler to them?
Oh, I used to could holler, call them in, you could hear me for 5 miles.
A special call for them?
Oh, just holler and call them in, and here they come.
Well, how did you call them?
Oh, just holler right loud.
Does anything, just calf, or?
Well, after the calf gets up pretty good size and comes a few times, right, they'll come good.
Uh-huh.
I had 535 steer calves there in what we call the valley pasture there. And we broke them to come in just pretty quick, you know.
Hmm. Was that with a Jeep horn, or?
No, we just hollered. We didn't have no horns there.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the wagon.
What in the world would you holler to them? Anything special?
Oh, yeah, just hollering and right loud and call them suck out. Okay.
Oh, suck out?
Yeah.
What's that for, calves?
Well, they don't make no difference what kind of a holler. After they get kind of used to it, they'll come, and then they hear that wagon, they hear that Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've noticed I used to run about 800 steers out in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you could notice people running up and down the highway, and they'd never notice these automobiles or Jeeps or anything, but you run by and this Jeep was feeding in and they'd throw their heads up every time. Now that's funny, but they didn't hold them.
Hmm. Did you call your horses too?
No. Good. Oh, wood of the morning, whistle and call them. But they're generally there in the wintertime right up the lot.
Uh-huh. How about pigs? Did you call those in?
We never did have nothing but just a few enough hogs to make our meat, so.
Uh-huh. Didn't have to call them to feed them, huh?
Yeah, we'd feed them. Have them up in a pen.
Mm-hmm. Did other people call their hogs?
Well, I've heard some of them call them.
How did they call them?
Oh, just get out there and get to hollering. And that. We never did have many hogs.
Sioux hogs? Just for
call them. They'd call them some kind of a funny call.
You can't call them the same as calf.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't say Sioux hog for
no.
How about your chickens? Did you call those?
Well, just get out there and call them just chick, 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 chick.
And watch them come.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of white legs. We don't have but about 8 or 10 chickens now.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty to watch, aren't they?
Yeah.
See a yard with a bunch of white chickens in. Where did you keep your chickens? What did you keep your chickens in?
Keep my chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Was this all of them that you kept in there? If you had a mother hen with a lot of little chicks, do they have any special place?
Well, we haven't raised any chickens like that in a long time. I always thought that was the prettiest thing around the place. Maybe an old hen to have 40, 50 chickens with her.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be busy, too.
Noisy, too.
Now you don't see any more of that around the place, though.
Yeah, I guess they buy them now.
They buy the chicken, buy the eggs.
Did you have any special place for the mother hen with her little chickens?
Used to, yeah.
Well,
a cook. And she'd go get, after you put her in that time too, she'd go in there and hover those chickens.
What did you call her when she had a bunch of eggs?